This podcast is brought to you by Voice and Vision, bringing help, hope, and healing to individuals, families, and communities affected by mental illness, addictions, and disabilities in southeastern Pennsylvania. Financial support for this podcast is provided by a Veterans Trust Fund grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Untold Valor, a podcast with a unique focus on veterans, featuring stories of courage, recovery, perseverance, and strength. Listen to hear veterans share their perspectives on what it's like to battle mental health challenges, combat addictions, and overcome other adversities unique to those who have served.
Welcome to Untold Valor, a podcast with a unique focus on veterans with stories of courage, recovery, perseverance, and strength. Listen as veterans share their perspectives on what it's like to battle mental health challenges, combat addictions, or overcome other adversities unique to those who have served. We'll also be speaking with experts who have valuable experience working with veterans through their recovery journeys. And that's the direction that today's conversation takes as we welcome in Kim Longo and her great story. I'm Walter Storholt, filling in for Mark Killian today. And Kim, it is great to have you with us. And I can't wait to learn a little bit more about your story today. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you so much for having me on. Yes, I'm doing well. It's the first day of spring. It's got to be great.
That's exactly right. Yes, you can't but have a positive attitude, I think, on this day of the year. You are very correct on that. And hey, springtime probably means that things are ramping up for you in what you do in day-to-day life, and that more people are interested in getting out and about and outside, and the chance to ride and interact with horses. That's going to be most of our conversation today as we talk a little bit about Thorncroft Equestrian Center. That word always trips me up, Kim. But Thorncroft Equestrian Center, your role as a PATH certified therapeutic riding instructor there, and the work that you do with veterans and others to help them through recovery and with equine therapy, and so many interesting things to learn about today. So give us the 411, your background, and what we need to know about Thorncroft.
Sure, Walter, I'd love to. So as you said, my name is Kim Longo. I just recently had a big birthday, turned 6-0, and I love what I do every day. I'm an original New Yorker, transplanted down to Delaware 4 years ago, and I work up in Malvern, PA. I come from a background that horses have been in my life since I'm 3 years old. I started actually riding with an instructor when I was 7. I've owned my own horses. I've competed in different venues such as equitation, jumping, hunters, dressage. I kind of say I have a little bit about everything up in my mind. not a lot that I haven't tried. And I have attended many, many natural horsemanship clinics and have done some workshops and have gotten some new certifications. So I try to keep busy. And I, like I said, I love what I do. It's not a job. It's a passion.
Well, being around horses since you're 3 years old, it's pretty easy to see why this has become something that's been in your life for so long. But bridge the gap for us to military veterans and the work that you do with them. What helped draw you to specifically working with that group? And how do you tailor your approach to the needs of veterans and create programs for them?
Sure, Walter, I would love to. So my dad was a World War II veteran. He was a paratrooper, jumping behind enemy lines in Germany. And when I was a kid, I could never understand why on the 4th of July, he would literally lock himself into a room and not come out. And it wasn't until I was probably about 15, 16 years old that he started telling me why he did that. 4th of July just brought back too many memories of bombs and guns and shells, and he couldn't handle it. And it was then I started thinking, well, how do you get over something like that? And we would talk a long time about it. And, you know, we're talking, I hate to say this, but like 1978. And he said, well, there's really not a lot of help. Where do I go to get help? So in the back of my mind, I've had other careers too. I was a paralegal for many years. I also was a school bus driver in New York for 17 years. I kept thinking in the back of my mind, veterans need help. They need some place to go where they can just feel safe and not in your standard therapist type of setting. And so my love of horses kind of played into that. And I started learning about connecting with horses and how horses can enable you to work almost telepathically with them and connect. And all of a sudden, I started to see, even in my own life, when I was stressed, how that would relieve my stress. And so while I still lived in New York and I was working at another therapeutic farm near my home, we started to create a program. I was also very fortunate to be able to work sometimes with the Wounded Warrior Project at our other horse farm in New York. And I started to see for myself firsthand what the horses can do for people who are dealing with stress and can't figure out how to relieve it and don't want to take the stereotypical, typical way through a therapist's office. And they just were too proud to go there. So this is how they started to release, was through horses. And I've just kind of taken it from there. When I came to Thorncroft, it'll be 4 years this fall, I went right into our director and I said, I'd really love to be in charge of your veterans program. Here are my ideas. I had them down on paper. And she was gracious enough to say to me, go do it. And that's where we are.
How neat. That is fantastic. And what, I mean, you've been in this for a really long time around horses and now a lot of experience working with veterans and using the horses and working with them in this therapeutic capacity. So what are some of the most significant changes or improvements that you've witnessed from participants throughout the process and any particular memorable stories that come to mind?
Sure, Walter. I have way too many stories, but I will try to keep it as brief as possible.
We'll have you back for a part two for the rest of them. How about that?
Sounds like a deal. You got it. Basically, I see most of the time sad faces, faces that are very stoic, all of a sudden turning into happy, smiling, glowing faces. I see people who walk in our doors and they are walking with like big purpose and they're kind of aggressively walking. And when they leave, they're very casual and relaxed. I always ask if people's blood pressure seems to be going down. Everyone says yes. I see people talking to the horses as if the horse is their therapist because horses come to the table with no judgment, none whatsoever. They just come with an open heart and they are the best listeners. And I see people just really giving to the horse what's inside their souls that they may not have been able to release anyplace else. And, you know, as examples, I can tell you that we also do work with the Coatesville VA, and there have been several veterans who've come through the program who've said to me, hey, I was so lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do in my life. Being around these horses gave me the opportunity to clear my mind, to be able to put things into perspective of what I wanted to do. I've had people tell me that they were thinking about committing suicide and came through our doors and it changed. I've had a couple of different groups tell me that working with the horses, and these are their words, not mine, pulled out all the bad crap from their body and let it go. So there's scientific words I can be using. There are different medical studies that I can tell you about, but honestly, I just call it magic. The horses do the magic. I just sit there and I kind of help it along. That's all.
Horse magic. I like that. That's really good. What is, take us under the hood a little bit. So if I'm a veteran and I come to you and I want to get involved and I want to get, I need some help here in this vicinity, what am I going to be doing? Are we working with the horses? Are we learning to ride? What kind of skill sets are going to be developed? What do the programs and the options look like for someone who wants this help?
Sure, Walter, it's kind of long-winded. I'll try to make it quick. So we've come up with a 6-week course, and I call it Ground to Saddle. Now, we do have certain requirements for riding. There's a weight limit that you have to stay under, and you have to be physically able to get up on top of the horse and have some balance. Outside of that, those first 5 weeks, we start learning how to groom a horse, how to lead a horse, how the horses talk to us, how a horse herd can interact with human life. And they may not be speaking to us directly with words, but boy, they are shouting at us all the time and we just have to learn to listen to them. And so you start to learn what the communication skills of the horse are, how it can play into your life. We start doing some natural horsemanship, which basically is not forcing the horse to do something, but having the horse join you up as a partner. And the last week of the class before we ride, we learn how to tack the horse, how to get the equipment on the horse, what the equipment does. And we also do what I call liberty work. And what liberty work is there's nothing on the horse, no halter, no lead rope. It's just you and the horse. You are learning. You've learned for 5 weeks this communication skill. And now you're going to connect with your horse, and you and your horse are going to do different obstacles in the arena, walk alongside of each other, mimic each other's paces, mimic each other's breathing patterns. And those are like most of the things that we touch on. I think because the farm also is inviting to everyone, we welcome everyone to our farm. I tell everybody who walks through the door, you're safe here. This is your safe haven. If there's something that triggers you, it's okay. No one's going to judge you, especially not the horses. Not a therapist. I'm not a counselor. I just try to come to everything as well, like the horses, with an open heart and an open mind. And I think people really in the beginning think, oh, this is a little like voodoo stuff that she's talking about. But by the end of the 5 weeks, they get it. And it's just a wonderful experience. And then if you do meet the weight requirement and you do have no physical disabilities, we can get you on the horse last week and we give you a riding lesson. And we have amazing, amazing people who are connected with our farm, who scholarship our program. So there's never any cost to any veteran for the course, or if they want to continue to ride, there's no cost to them whatsoever.
I actually have had the experience of this program. I've signed up for it, and I went for my first session. And in the back of my mind, when I thought about a program that would involve horses, immediately I began to think about riding trails and just riding trails and just getting in touch with nature, which is a nice thing. But this program goes even deeper than that, because it actually helps you develop a relationship with your horse, which I think is a good thing, because the horses, they weigh over 1,000 pounds and they're massive beasts. So for me, for my personal experience, to be able to be that close to that animal and to be in control holds therapeutic value in itself. But yes, the program is very exciting. I'm looking forward to the next phases, but I can truly see where this can actually help a veteran. Yes, I can see that. And Kim, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Ben. And your first week, you did great. Wait till this week. We have a lot of great things going to happen Wednesday night. So yeah, it's a great experience. And there's other things at the farm that once you go through the course, if you wanted to stay and let's say you don't want to ride, riding's just not your thing, you want to volunteer, you can become a volunteer through our farm. And there's all kinds of projects, and there's always trees that need to be cut and fences that need to be fixed and hay that needs to be moved and special events that we could use people at. So there's hundreds and hundreds of ways that veterans can become involved in the farm. And one thing I learned is that veterans want to give back. They want to be able to serve continually. And when they come through the program at the end, we tell them this was our chance to serve you for a change. And almost all of them come back as volunteers because they just want to keep serving.
Yeah, how neat that is. And I just, from hearing both of you speak about your experience and the experience of others who come through the program, and also what I've learned just through listening to Untold Valor and then the occasional co-hosting opportunity whenever Mark's under the weather, I've been amazed by the consistent problem. And if I mischaracterize this, please feel free to correct me. But I have at least picked up through this program that communication is something that's really an element that veterans often struggle with, communicating how they feel, how they want to get help, when they want to get help, identifying those things, finding the right resources. Seems like that's the whole mission of this show, to help bridge that gap better. And this is such a unique way with the horse magic, to go back to our fun term from earlier, if you can learn to communicate in these very unique ways with the horses, I've got to imagine that helps unlock other methods of communication and a light bulb moment for many veterans to be able to then tap into some other ways of communicating for their own issues and their own problems, both with the horse and also beyond that when communicating with other humans and trying to seek solutions to problems and those kinds of things. I'm sure you've seen that work out with everybody who comes through the door, Kim.
Walter, I could not have said it better. 100% correct.
Wonderful. Well, I'm curious, how can the community better support programs like yours? How can Thorncroft get better support from the surrounding communities to help veterans and others who would benefit from equine therapy like this?
Just really by getting the word out to people that we're there. We're there to help and, you know, come on down. Our doors are always open. Come for a tour of the farm. Come see what the horses even look like, that there's so many opportunities for veterans at our farm to serve others again and to continue to serve in such a different capacity as well. There's such a need. So the more we can get our name out there and the more people can spread our word, it's the best. It's all available on our website, thorncroft.org. You can find out all the information there about our programs, not only the veterans and first responders, but all types of programs that we offer. And getting the word out is the most important. Word of mouth, best way to have, you know, your name put out there.
Excellent. We will link to that in the description of today's show, thorncroft.org. It's got all the other contact information there, the phone number, the ability to donate if you're interested in doing that, and information on the various programs and clinics. And you can discover a lot more about the program by checking out the website. So definitely do that today. My last question for you, Kim, just a little bit of a sidebar here. Do you have a favorite horse on the property and why?
Oh, Walter, you're going to get me in trouble. We're not supposed to be favorites, but I can tell you, yes, I definitely have a favorite horse on the property. I actually have two, and it's a tie. So we have one horse named Andy. The breed is a Percheron. He's 17 hands tall. So I am 5'5". I have to go on my tippy toes to brush his back. So he's pretty big guy.
Big guy. Yeah.
He weighs a ton. He's 2,000 pounds on the dot, and he's a gentle giant. And he has been able to help people release things that they didn't even know they had because he just takes it. He takes it all out of people. And he is the kindest, sweetest horse that there could be. I think I just really like the big horses. My other one is Rex. He is bigger than Andy.
With a name like Rex, I would think so, right?
Yes. And he came to us about 2 years ago as a donation from a very great sponsor. And he has been just loving what he does. He loves to help people to feel better. He had an injury this past fall, and he is coming back into programming. And he's just been perfect, not one wrong step. And he loves to be with the veterans. I can't even describe it. Again, it's going to go back to my horse magic. He just so enjoys. He actually almost smiles when he's in there with the vets. He just loves being able to help them. And if you are ever afraid of horses, I don't bring them out the first week because they are so big that most people go, yikes, I don't think I can go near that horse. But they're both such gentle giants, and they both just love to help others. And so I always think that they're my war horses. That's what I call them. They're my war horses. They do the work.
Nice. Well, there you go. If you want to meet Rex and Andy and all the other great horses at Thorncroft, get involved, become a volunteer, or engage in one of those programs like the 6-week course that'll take you all the way from ground to saddle and get you riding by the end of it if you so desire. Again, you can go to thorncroft.org for all the great information, and we'll put that in the description of today's show. Kim, thank you so much for taking the time out to join us. Really appreciate it. Learning about you, learning about your organization, and getting to learn about the horses a little bit too, I think brings a little bit of life to it as well. So really appreciate all the work that you do, and thanks for sharing it all with us today.
Walter, thank you so much for having us on. I really appreciate it, and for spreading the word so that we can help so many people.
Absolutely. Thanks to Reverend Ben as well, and to you for listening. I'm Walter Storholt, and we will talk to you again next time, right back here on Untold Valor.
You've been listening to Untold Valor by Voice and Vision. We hope you found the information and resources discussed today helpful. As always, thank you for listening and for your support. Remember to stay connected with us through our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit the website, voiceandvisioninc.org. That's voiceandvisioninc.org, where you can sign up for our blog and find free resources and information on upcoming events, webinars, workshops, and get support. You can also access our free help and hope guide for individuals and families struggling with substance use and addiction. If someone you know is struggling, please reach out for help because you and your life matter. Remember, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available to you at any time by dialing 988. We are all ambassadors of hope and recovery. And if you want to share your story, please contact us. Compere Corps is also looking for veteran mentor volunteers and veteran participants. To find out more information about Compere Corps, please call 610-541-0790. That's 610-541-0790. You can find all the links and contact information for the resources mentioned on today's episode by checking the description and the show notes section of your app. Thank you again for tuning in and for your support. Until next time, this has been Untold Valor.